Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the ENCE third quarter 2014 results presentation. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO of the company, will conduct you through the presentation. Please go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us today. With me today are our CFO, Diego Maus, our capital markets head, Rafa Rico, and our investor relations head, Rocío Recio. I will start with my presentation on the third quarter results, and then I will be happy to take your questions. On slide 2, you will see that we are delivering on our assessment to increase EBITDA. In our last call, I announced a restructuring of our Huelva pulp plant. As you know, the restructuring is complete. I would like to start by making clear that with the Huelva closure, and with real third quarter cash costs at Navia and Pontevedra, the EBITDA run rate of our pulp business is 76 million EBITDA per year. This run rate is calculated at prices and exchange rate of May 14, the time we announced our turnaround plan. At today's prices and exchange rate, the run rate EBITDA of our pulp business is 90 million per year. Furthermore, our three independent biomass power plants are already generating 44 million of annual EBITDA per year. This means, ladies and gentlemen, that ENCE's EBITDA has a run rate today of more than 120 million. What's more, we are confident that the company will reach EBITDA of more than 150 million by 2016. On slide 5, you will see that the competitiveness recovery plan announced in May is progressing successfully. After the major impact of the Huelva shutdown, which represents 40 million per year on EBITDA, and the 34 per ton cash cost reduction of Navia and Pontevedra pulp mills, we are now committing the planned efficiency investments for 2015, and we will continue to reduce cash costs. That is why we can comfortably see an EBITDA of 142 million for next year. Turning to slide 6, we are satisfied with the Huelva shutdown, which generates a recurrent positive impact on EBITDA of 40 million. The cash impact of this restructuring was 42 million, 1 year payback, along with a one-off P&L impact of 130 million. Diego Maus will give you more details before we take your questions. In our conference call last May, we announced an efficiency investment plan. As you can see on slide 7, this plan is on track. The investment plan for 2014 is almost complete. The savings from the new plan represent 4.7 million in 2014 and will be 10.2 million as of next year and followings. In addition, we are committing investments of 26 million for 2015, which will produce savings of 3.5 million in 2015 and 7 million in 2016 and following years. The final result of all these investments is savings of 17.3 million per year, which means a 19 euros ton improvement in cash cost. As you can see on slide 8, we are succeeding in reducing cash cost at the Navia and Pontevedra pulp mills. On third quarter, cash cost is only above our Portuguese competitors and already generates, as mentioned before, more than 76 million in EBITDA per year, 90 million at today's dollar exchange rate. I would like to point out that we will continue to lower costs in 2015 by approximately 9 euros per ton, in addition to the impact of the efficiency investment which you have just seen. Before explaining the third quarter results, I want to go to slide 9, where you can see that as well as our pulp business, biomass is increasing its contribution to ENCE's results with 44 million of annual EBITDA. I I will now turn to the third quarter results, slide 11. Recurrent net results are improving each quarter due to the efficiency plan, despite low pulp prices. Pulp prices are recovering after bottoming. The company maintains a solid balance sheet and cash flow generation, despite the impact of the new regulatory framework and low pulp prices. Despite this negative environment, we have the best net debt EBITDA of the industry. As you can see on slide 12, third quarter EBITDA stands at 16 million, penalized by the negative contribution of Huelva pulp activity and by low pulp prices. Recurrent net profit, excluding non-recurrent impacts due to the regulatory change, is improving quarter by quarter, as you can see on the chart on the right. Going to slide 13, production has not been good on the quarter, affected by the low ramp-up of Navia pulp mill after its annual shutdown. These problems were solved in July. On the next slide, you will see that the energy sales have been driven by the independent biomass power plants. They have increased by 36%. Energy production at pulp mills are lower on third quarter compared to third quarter 2013 because the low performance of the Huelva pulp mill. In slide 15, you will see the impact of the efficiency measures quarter by quarter in Navia and Pontevedra pulp mills. As you can see, we started at 390 euros per ton on fourth quarter 2013 after the energy reform in July, and we are at 356 on the third quarter this year. Next, we can look at pulp prices. In the top right-hand corner of slide 16, you can see how analysts forecast that the bottom price over the next 2 years is very similar to the present one. The upside, however, is forecast to be much higher. We should also take into account that the present and the forecast dollar-euro exchange rate is very favorable. Turning to slide 17, I want to share with you my belief that pulp prices have touched bottom and are already to increase. I believe that the new capacities of El Dorado, Suzano, Oji, and partially Montes del Plata were already on the market in the second half of this year. New capacity next year will only come from the remaining output of Montes del Plata and in the second half of 2015 from Guaíba. Meanwhile, demand will continue to grow at the rate of 2.5%-3% that we have seen in the past years. Now on slide 18, you will see the most important feature of Ence. In the worst scenario, which was created by the energy reform and the fall of pulp prices, Ence has remained financially solid, and its net debt EBITDA ratio is still the best in the industry. To conclude, let me tell you that after cash cost reductions at Navia and Pontevedra, after the shutdown of Huelva pulp mill, and thanks to the growth of our biomass business, Ence's EBITDA run rate is today more than 120 million per year. We stand by our commitment to achieve EBITDA of 156 on the completion of the turnaround. Ladies and gentlemen, before taking questions, I would like Diego Mauss to give you some additional detail on the closure of the Huelva pulp mill. Diego?
Thank you, Ignacio. Just two slides to review with you the final agreements that we have reached with the unions with regard to the restructuring of Huelva and the financial impacts that we expect from that restructuring. Starting in slide number 21, we have achieved an agreement with Huelva and headquarters employees representatives, which is very important to us as it will minimize all legal risks in the future of that restructuring. As a result of which, we will have a reduction in the employee workforce of 223 employees that will be leaving the company in the coming weeks. and we will have a relocation of around 77 employees that will be relocated in the existing energy premises of the company. 40 employees will remain in the current 41 megawatt independent power plant that was previously integrated within the Huelva premises and that started operations in November 1st after the restructuring. And 37 employees will be relocated to the biomass 50 megawatt power plant and 20 megawatt power plants in the future, just replacing the operation and maintenance contracts as those maintenance contracts will mature. Just for you to have reference, the salaries after the restructuring of the workforce that is going to be relocated has diminished by around 50% compared to the current levels. And those relocations will take place in the 50 megawatt power plant in February 2015 and in the case of the Mérida power plant in September 2016. With regard to the impacts of the restructuring, please turn to slide number 22, where you have the full disclosure of both impacts in terms of accounting treatment as well as from a cash perspective. Just two important figures to have in mind. The maximum impact of the restructuring for us will be 182 million euros as a maximum impact from an accounting perspective, which is purely based on the legal review of all contracts and obligations of the company. Out of the 182 million euros, we are accounting for in the third quarter 2014 a full amount of 130 million euros, which is taking into account our best knowledge and estimate of the existing negotiations for the cancellation of contracts fundamentally, as well as all the ongoing technical analysis that we are pursuing to establish the value of the idle assets, the idle operational assets that we are expecting either to sell to third parties or to use at the Pontevedra and Navia premises. In terms of the cash impact, the 130 million euros figure diminishes to around 40 million euros, which is very much in line with the guidance we gave back in the first quarter 2014. And now we are ready to take your questions, Ignacio, myself, and the rest of the team.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The first question comes from Patricia Lopez from Santander. Please go ahead, madam.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I have three questions, please. Perhaps the first one has to do with the last comments regarding the impact of the Huelva pulp mill shutdown. Just to clarify one particular point on your EBITDA guidance for the biomass generation plant that is sustained. The guidance that you gave for around 15 to 20 million euros, I was wondering if that includes the relocation of workers and the reduction in salaries that you are presenting on slide number 2021, or there is it is subject to changes in the future based on the final negotiation. That is the first one. The second one has to do with your pulp prices increases and the scenario that you are looking for the fourth quarter of the year. I was wondering how much of the hike that producers have been announcing for October, it's been implemented, and if you think that there will be an opportunity to pass everything through or just part of the price increase. And finally, the question on wood prices and wood cost expectations for the fourth quarter of this year and 2015. If you could give us a percentage of increase or decline, presumably decline, that you are looking for next year. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Regarding your first question, this EBITDA guidance we are giving for this Huelva 40 megawatt power plant does include everything we have already done. Then the guidance remains the same. Regarding your second question, we have been able to pass, depends on customers, between 10 and 20 euros per ton on the spot market. On the contract, we have to wait till PIX recognize such increases. We have announced, as you know, a new increase for this month, for November, and we strongly believe that prices are going to be, as I mentioned before, either stable, either going up. And if you see demand and supply, prices have to go up. And the low level of stocks confirm that. Wood prices. Well, we will not modify our wood prices before the beginning of next year. That means that for fourth quarter, we see stable prices in Iberian Peninsula, in eucalyptus wood. But we think that the shutdown of Huelva is going to have a positive effect on the market of the wood. You have to remember that Huelva pulp mill was importing 400,000 tons from Latin America, but was buying in the south of the Iberian Peninsula around 400,000 tons per year. 300,000 tons in south of Spain and 500,000 tons, a million tons, at the north of the Duero River. And I'm pretty sure that our Portuguese competitors will take opportunity of this timber we are not buying anymore, and therefore they will reduce a bit the purchases of timber in other areas who are supplying Navia and Pontevedra. What is important is that these 800,000 tons of wood until the closure of Huelva consumed in Spain are not going to be like that on the future, and the market is going to be a bit more soft. Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. The next question comes from Luis de Toledo from BBVA. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Yeah, my question refers to the EBITDA forecast that you're providing. Both short-term and longer-term, if we were to assume the previous guidance you have provided on the energy-independent businesses, I recall that they might add to 45, and so the split between pulp and energy revenues, do you expect to remain stable? Do you see additional potential from the energy business to increase the share of total profitability? I don't know if you can provide some detail on the mix of revenues, on the potential EBITDA contribution from all the energy assets in the group.
Thank you very much, Luis. I was saying, as I was saying on the slide number two at the beginning of the presentation, we have two businesses, as you know. We have the pulp business and we have the independent biomass power plants. Regarding the pulp business, with cash cost, real cash cost of Navia and Pontevedra of the quarter, and already achieved cash cost during 3 months, and at prices of today and the exchange rate of today, the company is generating from the pulp business 90 million per year of EBITDA. On top of that, we have the independent biomass power plants, and with the three biomass power plants, and you have the details on slide number. On slide number nine. Yeah, Huelva 50 megawatt. And as you remember, we started this operation now 15 months ago. This operation had an EBITDA of 20 million per year after the energy reform. Mérida 20 megawatt. We just started to incorporate the EBITDA on the third quarter this year, and as you remember, this operation started in April this year. It gives 7 million euros of EBITDA per year, and we have this Huelva 41 megawatt, who was included on the Huelva pulp mill, and everything is shut down but this installation, and it is on operation since last Friday, and it gives us 17 million euros per year. On total, we have these 44 million euros I was mentioning, and this business of biomass is quite stable. We have long-term prices of supply, the operation of the power plant is quite easy, and the prices of the energy after the energy reform are quite stable, with the exception of the pool price. And as you know, We are today hedging full price at good prices above 45 euros megawatt. Then we can have perfectly these 44 million euros EBITDA on the next 12 months. That is why I'm saying that this company today has a run rate over 120 million euros per year, combining both biomass and pulp at real volumes, at real cost, and at real prices. And a bit more if you take the good exchange rate of today. Thank you very much, Luis.
Okay, thank you.
The next question comes from Bartek Pastwa from Schroders. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. I just wanted to, I guess, drill down a bit more on that, because the presentation I'm not able to download, so I can't see the what you talked about. The what energy price are you basing your biomass facilities EBITDA on? Because that obviously changes, and you don't. Or in other words, are you fully hedged for the next 12 months at 50 euros per megawatt hour or more?
Yeah, thank you very much, Bertek. Yeah, the price is 48 euros megawatt, and we are hedging today, and we have today not the full year hedged, but all the hedgings we have are above this price, 48.
Okay, and on the cash costs for Navia and Pontevedra, you mentioned earlier on previous calls that I think you were looking at year-end prices of 330 for Navia and 370 for Pontevedra, and 2015 300 and 350. Where are you at the moment breaking down Navia and Pontevedra, and is there any more improvement from where we are today? Because obviously today's number looks very good, but is this exceptional, or was it delivery ahead of plan, or do you know what's the end plan for the cost levels, please?
Well, that is what I tried to explain before on the presentation. Then, because three main reasons: decline on the wood cost, a conversion cost reduction, and because the results of the investments we have already done this year, cash cost today on third quarter is lower than on second quarter, and is lower than the first quarter, and is even lower than on the last quarter last year. Then that is stable, and we are pretty confident to be on the fourth quarter, although a bad month in October, because October was a good month, better than the third quarter, but we had 4 days strike, as you know, when we were doing the shutdown of Huelva in our Navia and Pontevedra mills, and the impact is 30 euros per ton in 1 month. That means 10 euros per ton on the fourth quarter. Although that, we expect to be a bit better on the fourth quarter than on the third quarter. And on top of that, we are working in continuing reducing conversion costs at both mills, in increasing a bit on the second half of the, well, on the quarters number 2, 3, and 4 in Pontevedra, the energy production with a modifying of the turbine in March. We are on top of that investing in both mills during their annual shutdowns next year. That is the efficiency plan I explained before. And because all of those reasons, we see that prices of both Navia and Pontevedra will continue to decline, and we expect on the first half of next year 10 to 15 euros less than today, and 10 euros further on the second half of the year in both mills. And as I was saying on the presentation, we see an average cash cost for 2016 of 330 in both, on the average for both mills.
Okay, thank you. Can you also talk about sort of the cash cost for Huelva? Has it all been paid for now, or do you still expect any cash to be paid out in that restructuring?
Well, regarding cash cost, everything is paid because the cash cost is of the month. And regarding the cash out for the restructuring, we are now paying during this month all the workers who are leaving the company. And the contracts we have to execute will be paid during this fourth quarter of this year. And we believe that everything will be paid by December this year.
Okay, so can we just clarify, what is your total CapEx for this year on the running operations, and the total restructuring and other costs that you will be, by the end of the year, you will have paid out to to close Huelva to employees, to everyone else, if we just get those numbers in one place, please.
Yes, we have three figures for the whole company. We have the shutdown of Huelva, and that's 42 million euros. We have the investment plan in Navia and Pontevedra, that is 19 million, is that right, Diego? 12, 13, and a bit more in Pontevedra, 19 millions. And we have the normal recurrent capex in both mills, which is going to be 10 millions in this year. And I think I don't leave anything. It's 42 plus 19 plus 10. That's 71 million euros in 2015. And you have the capex of the shutdown of Huelva pulp mill. You have the efficiency investment program in Navia and Pontevedra, 19, and the recurrent capex at Navia and Pontevedra, 10 million. I think we don't forget anything. Is that right, Diego?
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much.